We all want relationships where love reigns supreme. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We want relationships where we can fully express our love, where we are esteemed, appreciated, and valued, where we can delight ourselves in each other. And we're together for the right reasons. In my book, Swapping Housewives, I tell Jordan's story. Jordan began crying the moment the wedding ceremony was over. She could not stop crying. Everyone thought they were tears of joy. She cried through the rituals of cutting the cake, tossing her bouquet, and giving up her garter. She dabbed her eyes with every toast of champagne. In the limo ride to the airport, where they would board a plane to enjoy their honeymoon in Cancun, she told her brand new husband, Sean, why she couldn't stop crying. On the eve of their wedding, Sean's best friend told her that Sean had only married her to get back at his parents. They had wanted him to marry someone who had a comparable social standing, and Jordan didn't fit the bill. This was an act of rebellion that would show his parents that he was in charge of his life. What hurt the most was that Sean really wasn't in love with her. She was just a pawn in his plot to have his own way. And the best friend said that Sean had no intentions of being married forever. He would just stick it out until Jordan was no longer entertaining. Jordan also cried because she decided to marry Sean anyway. She thought that a ring and a ceremony would change things. But when she looked in his eyes as they said their vows, she knew that what the best friend had said was true. She had been a tool, a thing, an instrument that had been used to work his plan. Moreover, Jordan cried because she allowed herself to be used. She willingly walked down that aisle and lied. Dr. Robin L. Smith writes in Lies at the Altar that sometimes it's easier to settle for fantasy than face the truth. She says, ask yourself, do you live in dread that your partner will find out about the real you? Do you present yourself fully and honestly? She says, a lie says it's better to have anything than to be alone. Another question to ask yourself is about your partner's behavior and attitude. Do they inspire you or do they drain your spirit? Do they make your stomach turn? Smith says it's a lie to believe that marriage will magically change somebody else, that they will be changed for the better. Smith's true statement is that the person at the altar in the afternoon will be the same person at the breakfast table in the morning. So my prayer for you is that your relationships will grow stronger day by day because they are founded on God's word and rooted in God's love and not a byproduct of rebellion or wishful thinking. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.